From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko is hailing the retreat of pro-Russia insurgents from Slavyansk, a key rebel stronghold in the east. The rebels say they will regroup, and Poroshenko says that while the victory was not total, it was a significant turning point in the fight for Ukraine's territorial integrity. Civilians in eastern Ukraine are at increased risk since a June 30th ceasefire ended. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva that UN human rights monitors say numerous people, including a five-year-old girl, have been killed in recent days.
UN monitors say civilians in Donetsk and Luhansk increasingly are caught in the crossfire between armed groups and the Ukrainian government. They have reports of the use of landmines, which allegedly have killed three people and injured several others. A UN spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, says strong hate speech from all sides poses a great threat.
And we are particularly concerned and disturbed by a message on the website of one of the leaders of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, which states that, I quote, underage children and women are legitimate targets, and the goal is to immerse them in horror.
Shamdasani says such incitement to violence is a violation of international human rights law. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
A great white shark bit a swimmer at a Los Angeles beach this morning. As NPR's Daniel Hajik tells us, the shark had been fighting a fishing line for a long time before lashing out. Unfortunately, a group of long-distance swimmers found itself in the same space as the shark when it had reached its limit.
A fisherman on the Manhattan Beach Pier was trying to reel in the juvenile great white for nearly 40 minutes. Los Angeles County Fire Inspector Rick Flores says the shark was trying to get free when it crossed paths with a group of long-distance swimmers.
He was hooked up on the line and was getting agitated.
The 7-foot shark bit one swimmer in the upper right torso, then managed to free itself from the fishing line.
The swimmer's at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Flores says fishing for sharks in Los Angeles is legal as long as you don't kill them. Daniel Hajek, NPR News.
Residents of Hatteras Island, North Carolina, headed home today as the cleanup of Hurricane Arthur damage continues. The barrier island was closed off Thursday as the storm approached. Today, business people like Alan Burris are getting ready to welcome vacationers back to their part of the world.
Obviously, they had to evacuate a lot of people for a hurricane that we just had. Accept that, but let's get up and get running so we can get going. And we have another huge week expected this week in the rental business.
The Burris Market has seen a few storms in North Carolina. They have been in business since the 1860s. This is NPR News in Washington. Although it was called post-tropical by the time it hit Canada, Arthur whipped Canada's maritime provinces with near-hurricane-strength winds and torrential rains. There were extensive power outages, cancellations and delays at the airport in Halifax, where officials said wind gusts exceeded 72 miles an hour. Philadelphia authorities are investigating the cause of a row house blaze that consumed 9 buildings and left 4 children dead. The Red Cross says at least 40 people were displaced by the fire. Oil giant BP has started paying medical claims to victims of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the payments are part of an out-of-court settlement reached with people who say they became ill after the 2010 disaster.
After a year of delays, BP has paid the first 100 of about 10,000 medical claims filed by Gulf Coast residents and oil spill cleanup workers. Payments range from about $900 for proof of living or working on an oiled coastline to more than $60,000 for documented chronic injuries linked to the spill, including respiratory and skin ailments. The medical settlement also calls for BP to pay for a Gulf Regional Medical Outreach Program to help monitor the health of coastal residents. BP, meanwhile, is appealing part of a multi-billion-dollar settlement it reached with businesses who say they suffered economic harm from the oil spill. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
In Brazil, the Netherlands defeated Costa Rica to advance to a World Cup semifinal with Argentina. I'm Luis Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.